Hi, this is Haley, and I'm here with my sister Hannah. She's going to answer a few questions, and we're going to talk about a topic we decided to talk about today. It's going to be social media and the way it impacts the world and things like that. Okay. A question I would ask is, what do you think of when you think of social media?
Well, when I think of social media, you think of the basics like YouTube, Twitter, and Tumblr, etc., and things like that.
What do you think social media gives us?
Well, it gives us a lot of things. It gives us an outlet to meet people where you would never meet in real life, and a platform to even have a career on. People can just have a career on YouTube and things now.
Do you think that's relevant to other careers?
Of course it is. I mean, if you're making money for doing something you love, then it's a career to me.
Because some people don't agree with that. They think that it's a lazy way out of life and that you shouldn't be able to make money just by making videos or being famous on Instagram or stuff like that. Do you agree?
Well, I see it as this kind of thing is for entertainment purposes and things like that, in the entertainment industry, or maybe even educational, people make educational videos. So I think it's relevant.
I agree. Do you think social media is a good or bad thing?
Well, kind of both. I mean, you get bad and good things from social media. You get like I said, you get to talk to people where you wouldn't talk to before, but also brings an outlet for bad people and bad things on the internet.
What are these bad things?
There's bad people out in the world that you could meet and things like that.
So it's not safe is what you're saying.
It's not safe, but you gotta be careful.
You do need to be careful when you're on the internet because there's a bunch of catfish. That's a person that pretends to be somebody they're not. You can meet up with this person and you can get hurt. They could take you, anything like that. And it's just not safe, in my opinion. But there are good things, too. Educational purposes, like she said. Entertainment purposes. You can meet new, nice people. Meet best friends. Stuff like that.
Yeah, and some people find their outlet through the entertainment industry out on social media and platforms. I hear a lot on YouTube videos, the people who create videos talk about their fans and how their fans are helping, they're getting help through depression through these videos, which I think is amazing.
That's another thing I wanted to touch on. Do you think social media is a big factor in the depression of teens and young adults in the country?
Well, it can certainly help someone's depression. Like I said, people who create these videos will talk about their fans and how their videos are helping their fans. But at the same time, it can also lead into teens' depressions, especially since a lot of people have body issues and how they look, and seeing these beautiful Instagram stars online can contribute to their depression.
Yeah, make them feel like they're not good enough or they need to look like that to, be that kind of person.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Let's see. I do think it does cause a lot of issues, but I do think it's a good thing. With the whole depression thing, that can stem from really anything, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. It could be a bad home life. It could be bullying, which is another thing on online. You can be an online bully. You can get bullied online. Cyberbullying, it's not a good thing. And I really wish that would stop, but...
Yeah, especially with, small children. There's a bunch of little kids now on the internet, and they're really naive, and it's easy for people to take advantage of them.
Yes, that's really another thing I forgot to mention. There's, I've seen, 5-year-olds with,
walking
iPhones.
Around with iPhones, yeah.
And it's just, crazy to me. When I was younger, I had, a DS, or we played outside. It wasn't... Oh, I'm going to be on Snapchat today, or I'm going to be on Instagram. Mom, let me watch this YouTube video. It's not good for today's youth, I don't feel like.
And also, little kids with, their outlets, the social media now and things like that, they're thinking they're grown now. and just doing inappropriate things on the internet, and it's just not good.
Yeah, it's crazy. Alright, my little brother would like to say something. We're gonna get his opinion. My sister's a teenager, so I just want to hear her opinion on it. Alright, go ahead, Mason. Do you think social media is good or bad?
I think, kind of like Hannah said, it's both. Because it can be good, it can be bad. Like she said, entertainment and stuff. But then the bad thing can be cyberbullying, all that stuff.
What do you think of when you think of social media?
Mainly the big stuff, like YouTube, Facebook, Snapchat, stuff like that.
Would you ever want social media?
I would want it. I have it. But I don't think you should be on it all the time. I think if you have it, it should only be for, like, maybe talking to a couple friends and your family.
Yeah, because it does, social media does take up a lot of your time. Like, you could spend with your real-life family and friends, and you get so distracted by it. And I think that's a really big thing as well. All right, do we have any additional comments? Anybody want to say anything?
I'm gonna
add a comment.
Okay, Kaden? And this Momo thing going around, that's pretty bad because it's making a bunch of kids harm themselves.
Yes, that's very true. We have a bunch of trends that kids follow because they're so naive. Like my sister said, they don't know what's wrong and right. And they'll follow these trends and just, it'll turn out bad.
Yeah, like little kids don't know like what is right or wrong through like the internet and can be easily deceived. And it can cause a lot of bad things, even leading to things like suicide, like my brother said with the whole Momo challenge. Like, kids don't know what they're doing, and they're going to end up getting hurt in the end.
I think it's just a game.
Yeah, and it's not, because social media is like a dangerous place, and it's not meant for little kids like that.
That's why, do you feel like there should be age limits on social media?
Of course I do. Little kids should definitely be limited whenever it comes to social media.
What do you think the age limit should be?
I'd say 13 and up.
13 and up. Do you agree, boys?
I agree.
Yes, I would agree.
I also think you should be timed on social media so you're not on it all the time. Maybe like we do, you shouldn't be on like games or anything throughout the week and have like a little like in maybe 2 hours a day on the weekend, maybe.
Okay.
Now, I'm not saying that, like, little kids should stay away from the internet completely. Like, there's things called, like, YouTube for Kids, where it's, like, YouTube, but just
kids
modified
too.
For children.
Kids, too.
Yeah. Do you think they should be stricter about who they let on the internet, like, the websites, like, the age thing, like we said? Do you think they should be more strict about it?
Yeah, I would say that, because, like, little kids will lie about their age all the time. It's just so easy for, like, 7, 10-year-olds to get away with that kind of thing.
Yeah. My last thing I'd want to say is, if you're a parent listening to this, just be careful in what you let your child do. The internet can be a great place, but it can also be a horrible place. And if you're my age, 16, 17, and you have social media, cool. But just be careful and don't do anything stupid, because whatever you put on the internet stays on the internet. And I just think that's, you should listen to that. Alright, so this was our podcast, and thank you for listening. See you next time.
Thanks for having me.
Bye.